Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Hard hearts, are they winning? I was wondering how the Democrats would resolve the Brett Kavanaugh Supreme Court problem, and now we know the answer. Liberal San Francisco Senator Dianne Feinstein has been withholding a letter that she received in July accusing him of groping someone 35 years ago in high school when he was 17. Why did she wait until the eve of the vote to confirm him to send it? Duh. Boy, oh boy, don't you just get sick of it? The Democrats use the identical tactic to try and stymie the Clarence Thomas vote. They were unsuccessful with him, but with all the Me Too hysteria, spineless Republicans are quaking in their boots. This is serious business to those of us who love the Constitution. Kavanaugh loves it and stands ready to use it as a determining factor, and he just might get derailed by this attack. So here we go again. The progressive machine has been activated. They are launching their latest initiative with hundreds of millions of dollars being spent to delay, delay, delay. Hollywood creeps have already come out of their lairs and are mouthing off. MoveOn.org has their social media campaign roaring. Mainstream media is frothing at the mouth. Newspapers are cranking out editorials. Demonstrators are being hired and more. The accuser is from California and is known to have anti-Trump sentiments, including attending marches and so on. But you will not find anything about her background in the media. Egad, what a country we have become. I took my boat out over the weekend and watched the sun come up. Egrets were flying in formation, finger mullet were being chased, and were breaking the water. I was all alone, and it was so doggone peaceful that I hardly fished at all. I was just too busy taking it all in with a huge smile on my face. For some strange reason, I thought about all those people who awake every morning with such hate in their hearts. And I pondered why they couldn't just enjoy God's creation. Brett Kavanaugh is a family guy. He's a brilliant, successful, articulate, loves his family, likes to attend baseball games, feeds the homeless, attends church, and seems to be a super nice guy. Democrats have spent months poring over his record and couldn't find anything. And now this alleged event from 35 years ago suddenly appears just prior to the vote to confirm him. So disgusting. I recently talked with a friend who was considering running for the Senate. I questioned why anyone would go through the process. So many qualified people refuse to run because they don't want to put themselves or their families through the demonic attacks that are sure to come. He responded that good people need to run, and if they don't, we're going to lose this country. In this election, I've read where five homosexuals are running for Congress in Connecticut. Several card-carrying socialists are running, transgenders, convicted felons, and so on. Are these the type people America will choose to run this country? Polls indicate that Republicans will be soundly defeated in November, largely due to an energized base of Trump haters who are spending unbelievable amounts of money. It looks like the haters will overcome. In Romans 12:21, we are told, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." In Matthew 6:34, the Bible also says, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." That often seems easier said than done. However, It is the Lord who offers to help us. Psalms 1:1. Blessed is the one who walks not in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. So I guess we shouldn't worry about it. This is Bob Williams, and thanks for listening.